Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, brought to you by the Minds at Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting right here in good old PA. Thanks to all of you for listening to us on iTunes and Stitcher. And thank you for the Pinterest love, of course. And thank you, Whiff Roasters Coffee in Lititz, Pennsylvania, for your Three Amigos blend. Sipping on that right now. Got a fresh pound of it a couple days ago. And looking forward to that coffee and chicory blend that they're working on there, too. We're here to help you get the most out of your website by arming you with knowledge to empower you to make the best website decisions and ask the best questions of those who are working with you. Bring your questions to us, too. Web development, web design, SEO, content marketing, PPC, social media, and just what the heck it all means to your business. Hey, contact us on Facebook with your questions. Email us at info@minddnd.com, or you can just hit that candy-licious and quite personable ask a question button to your right on our website. There was a really cool article on searchenginejournal.com this week on six important metrics to assess the growth, value, and quality of any website. Those six important metrics are number of referring domains, link velocity, i.e. how fast you obtain links, Alexa traffic growth, social visibility, SEO visibility, and last but definitely not least, the history of your site. These are some really good discussion points, although I've never been a big fan of Alexa, mainly because they're just as fallible as other similar resources, and there are enough that are just as reliable and in some cases better. We'll be talking throughout the year with our social media swami, Chris Bradley, on social visibility and how to manage that properly. And we talk regularly about SEO visibility on here already. So let's look at those remaining three factors here, as we really need to have a discussion about links and the only truly viable way to give and receive them. And that is the old-fashioned way: good content and true effort. I use the analogy all the time about the New York City Marathon. If you're getting into SEO right now, if you're really starting to focus on your SEO, or if your SEO has not been performing for you the way you want and you're reconcerting your efforts, you have to look at it from the standpoint of you're in the New York Marathon. It's 26 miles and you're at the starting line, and the person in the lead is already 13 miles ahead of you. The only way you can make up that distance quickly is to cheat. And if you cheat with the search engines, you're going to get caught. You shouldn't cheat anyway. Shame. But if you do, you're going to get caught. You cannot make up that kind of distance, because you have to consider some of your competition has been on, they've had their websites for a number of years before you. There's history involved there, and we'll get to that later on in the podcast. Bottom line is, you can make up ground and you can improve your visibility in searches online, and you can get your fair share of traffic. You have to get it out of your mind. I want to be at the top of the search engines. Everybody does, and everybody can't be. But you don't have to be at the top in every search in order to get your fair share of traffic and be very successful online. You look at what you can control. And again, the old-fashioned way: good content and true effort. Today, we're going to look at these three things. One, your number of referring domains, the number of different separate domains that are linking to your website. Two, how quickly you obtain links, also referred to as your link velocity. Haste definitely makes waste there. And three, the history of your site. Now, to preface these three things, please, for the sake of mankind and the future of the human race, remember that the quality of the content you write for your site and for inclusion on other sites comes first and foremost. Because if your content is poorly written and or otherwise weak, none of these three things will matter except history, because you'll be writing a bad one for yourself. Now, first, your number of referring domains. Yes, quantity does count. That is, when the quantity is handled properly and with purity of purpose. You see, when you're trying to build trust with the search engines, you raise major red flags if the majority of your links are coming from the same website or a small group of sites. Over time, as those links increase in number, the search engine bots begin to notice that the vast majority of those links to your site are coming from the same resource or the same small group of resources regularly. Obviously, this does not include linking to your site from your social media posts when you're posting daily or regularly otherwise on your social media profiles. That's a whole other ballgame there. This has to do with inbound links from other websites. You start off with high-quality content, and then you find good, high-quality websites that are relevant to your business and that accept guest posts. If your articles and posts that you offer are high quality, it makes the job of finding homes for those posts a whole heck of a lot easier, although it is still a very daunting task because you have to earn that trust with those websites since there are so many content spammers out there. So, you know, expect some rejection along the way. The search for relevant sites is ongoing. It just keeps going because the search engines want to see that your website is not being linked to by the same websites all the time. They want to see a continued natural growth in the number of domains linking to yours. Honestly, it all goes back to purity of purpose. And that's where most businesses fall flat with their SEO. Too many of you deep down, you may not admit it on the surface, but deep down, you really want that magic pill to fix everything, and then you just move on. It doesn't work that way. It's an ongoing search for more relevant sites and ongoing research to deliver fresh topics and fresh information. If you're writing with the reader in mind, and you're writing pieces with viable, useful information that you yourself can look at and say, yep, if I needed this information, I'd find this article helpful, then your purpose is served, and that natural growth in your number of linking domains can truly happen naturally. Write excellent content and offer it to good, relevant websites. And remember, those websites come in all shapes and forms, even mommy blogs. Seriously, some people don't take mommy blogs seriously. And I mean, granted, there are good and bad, just like there are good and bad retail sites. There are good and bad doctor sites. There are good and bad, you know, whatever. Depending on your topics, especially if it's something, you know, home improvement related, family oriented topics, pets, food, etc., mommy blogs can actually be good links. The thing you want to look at, if it's a mommy blog or if it's an otherwise, you know, independent blog that you can tell is maintained, you know, by one person or a small group of people, the main thing you want to look at is how active are they? Are they posting regularly on their own and guest posts? And, you know, if it's a good active mommy blog, it can be a good resource for a link. And when we come back, we'll talk about your link velocity and the aforementioned history of your site.
You're listening to the Mind Your Business podcast. I'm Kanye West, and I just want to say that Beyonce designs and develops the best websites of all time.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services. They've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDnD.com/podcast. And click on the podcast questions ask now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
Welcome back to the Mind Your Business podcast, where we were just talking about the importance of your inbound links coming from as diverse a number of resources as legitimately possible. Now, one thing I forgot to mention there is that that diverse number of resources can be taken to a ridiculous extreme and has been by spammers. That's half the reason the Google Penguin update even exists. See, to one extreme, you can have too many links from too few resources, which is both spammy and lazy, which most spamming is lazy. To the other extreme, you can have too many links from too many resources, which mainly, if built up over a short period of time, can attract Google's attention in the wrong way. Now, to put your mind at ease, though, too, while I'm encouraging you to blog regularly and build up your own archive of solid information for your readers and to submit for guest posts to other websites, while I am encouraging you to do that, you might be looking ahead and thinking, you know, 6, 7, 8 years down the line and thinking of all of the potential inbound links you could be building up. It's like, well, is that too many links from too many resources? No, because it's built up over a long period of time and built up naturally. Purity of purpose. Remember that. We're going to keep coming back to that concept. When you're building like that, you're naturally going to get more links from more resources over time. The search engines will see that, and that will be a part of your building trust with them. But seriously, link schemes, all these link schemes out there, people try to sell you and wow you with incredible numbers. Remember, they're telling you what you really want to hear, even though you know it's not right. These schemes inevitably saddle you with links coming from all kinds of irrelevant sources, including casino sites and even porn sites. We kind of joke about that on the podcast from time to time, but it's serious. You know, it happens. And that brings us to link velocity. Simply put, if you acquire too many links too quickly, you will raise a red flag with the search engines. Boom. Period. That simple. As you write good, relevant content and submit it to websites who accept guest posts, remember the old cliche, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You have to build these connections slowly over time. Don't ever just buy links. For one thing, it's just wrong. Secondly, when you buy links, they inevitably cause noticeable spikes in your link velocity. You'll be basically raising your hand and drawing attention to yourself. When search engines see slow and steady growth in the number of links coming into your website, they see a natural progression, which is exactly what they want to see. This tells the Google that you're building your connections naturally. What happens when you get these spikes in your link growth is that search engine bots immediately notice something out of the ordinary. It could be, A, you wrote an article that was so good that you're getting a lot of immediate shares and links, which the bots will definitely be able to see, or B, you all of a sudden have a large number of links coming in from a large number of seemingly unconnected resources, which tells the bots that you might be up to something. Truth be told, spikes that are not the result of a stellar article and immediate sharing are almost always the result of spammy behavior. It goes back to what we discussed in the first part of the show. Again, POP, P-O-P, purity of purpose. If you're creating quality content and seeking out relevant quality websites for your guest posts, your purpose is served and you will build your connections naturally without all those pesky spikes. That way you're happy, Google's happy, I'm happy, and we can all just chill and talk about the glory days with Springsteen. And finally, we wrap all of this up with the third point of focus this week, history. The history of your site. Now, Joey Ramone never cared about history, rock and roll high school, but Google and all of the search engines have great interest in your history. See, what you do today and tomorrow is history by next week, and you're writing your own history via your methods for the search engines every day. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. Not really. So what you do today builds trust over time with the search engines tomorrow. As you write for your own website and blog at least twice a week, you should think about 6 months from now. Two blog posts per week for 26 weeks is 52 posts. Then think about a year from now. Two blog posts per week for 52 weeks is 104 posts. By this time next year, you could have an archive of 104 blog posts on your own website if you stick with it. What if you use the same numbers with regard to submitting guest blog posts to relevant websites? By this time next year, you could have 104 solid relevant links to your website and open yourself to an ever-widening audience, really. But you can't get in a hurry. You must follow the advice of the SOS band. Take your time and do it right. Yeah, I just went serious 1980s old school funk on you there. But once again, pop, purity of purpose. If you follow these simple guidelines I've laid out for you today, the history you will write for yourself with the search engines will earn you their trust. It's truly that simple. It takes time and patience, something in short supply with a lot of the I want it all and I want it now business management types. As far as links and SEO go, if you want it all and you want it now, you make yourself extremely vulnerable to losing it all tomorrow. Take your time, do it right. Purity of purpose. Thank you for tuning in to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the minds at Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting, and fueled this week by the Three Amigos blend from Whiff Roasters Coffee and Lidditz. Thank you for listening on iTunes, Stitcher, and for following us on Pinterest. Send us your questions on Facebook, on our Ask a Question page on the website, or email us info@minddnd.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
Obviously, you're not a golfer.